Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. Over the past few weeks, we've been talking about financial abuses that are taking place in the modern church. And the reason I'm sharing this series is not because I have any desire to criticize or to pull down anyone, but there have been many good Christians who have been turned off Christianity and church and have been offended and hurt because of these financial abuses. Now, what I would like to talk about today is what are the different ingredients that goes into financial prosperity? What does the Bible teach? I'll run through a number of scriptures that talk about financial prosperity the biblical way. When I was younger, I read a story about a man who traveled the world. He boasted about how much he traveled the world. And one day he was passing through a small town and he met a lady in the town. And he was boasting to her, "Lady, do you know that I traveled the world? And I learned from all my travels, I learned how to make soup from a stone." So she was fascinated by that. "How could you make soup from a stone?" And he said, "It's very easy, I'll show you." So he took a stone out of his pocket and he said, "This here is a magic stone. I'm going to take this stone and I'm going to make soup." So he went inside the house. He told her, "Put a pot of water on the stove to heat." And he put the stone in the water. Then he told her, "Do you like your soup salty or bland?" She said, "Salty." "Okay, well then throw a little bit of salt in it and cut up some vegetables and spices and put it in there as well, because you don't want your soup to be bland. You want it to be spicy and salty and nice." So she cut up some vegetables and she put it in there. He asked her, "Do you like carrots and potatoes?" She said, "Yes." "Well, then add it to the soup so you'll give it a little more flavor." So she cut up some carrots and some potatoes and she added it to the soup. Then he asked her, "Are you a vegetarian?" She said, "No." "Okay, well then good. Cut up some chicken. Just mince it up a little bit and throw it in the chicken in the soup as well." Then he allowed the soup to boil. She stirred it. And at the end of it, he said, "There you have it. I just made soup from a stone." And then it took her a while to realize what happened. But then at the end of the story, she just took the stone and pelted him with it and chased him out of her house. And in case you haven't figured it out, of course, he did not really make soup from a stone. He made soup from all of the ingredients that you normally use to make soup. But he presented himself as this great, well-traveled expert who knows how to make soup from a stone. And many times you listen to Christian TV and that's how it comes across. They're talking about financial prosperity. Books have been written, seminars delivered on financial prosperity, and the only impression that you get is that all you have to do is give money to this ministry, sow a seed into the fertile soil of this ministry, and you will be blessed. And they give you the impression that that is the only key to financial prosperity. They are trying to make soup from a stone. To make soup, you need a lot of other ingredients. Financial prosperity is like making a cake. There are many ingredients. Flour is an ingredient, but flour is not the only ingredient. If you take flour in a bowl and you could mix it as much as you want, put it in the stove, it's not going to come out as a cake. Because you need to add eggs, you need to add baking powder, sugar, and whatever else you need to make a cake. Right? You need all the ingredients mixed in the right ratios, at the right temperature, in the right order, in order to make a cake. And the same thing is true when it comes to financial prosperity. The Bible has a number of things to say about financial prosperity. And would you believe that sowing and reaping is just a very small component of it? In the Bible, There are about at least seven different ingredients that goes into financial prosperity. Principle number one, or ingredient number one, work diligently and don't be lazy. Proverbs 6:10 says, "A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding up the hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come upon you like a thief." Proverbs 10:4 says, "He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich." Proverbs 12:24, "The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor." Proverbs 13:4, "The soul of the lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich." Those scriptures are clear. You want to be rich, you want to have financial prosperity, then you need to be diligent and not lazy. It doesn't matter how much money you give. If you could sow thousands of dollars, if you are lazy and you don't work, then none of that is coming back to you. Principle number two to financial prosperity: invest your money wisely and don't spend your money like a fool. Ecclesiastes chapter 11:2 says, "Invest in seven ventures, yes, in eight. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land." That's a scripture that people actually use to talk about diversifying your income, diversifying your investments and whatnot. Proverbs 6:1 says, "My son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, you have been ensnared by the words of your mouth." That scripture is saying, don't invest your money foolishly. Invest your money wisely. Proverbs 10:5 says, "He who gathers in summer is a wise son. He who sleeps in the harvest is a son who causes shame." Understanding that there are seasons in your life, when to sow, when to reap, when to work hard, when to rest, when to take a vacation, when to go into overdrive, all of these are key things. When to invest, where to invest, what to not invest in, what to spend your money on, what to not waste your money on. You know what irritates me? What irritates me is all of these Trinidadians who go to these casinos run by foreigners and they blow their money. They waste their money in the rum shop, in the casinos. And it doesn't matter how much money you give. If you're going to be wasting your money like that, you will never be financially prosperous. Principle number three: be careful with whom you associate. That is the people with whom you associate. Proverbs 13:20 says, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." Proverbs 14:7, "Go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge." If you're hanging around people who are lazy, deadbeats, good for nothing, then that's where you're going to end up as well. Hang out with people who are going places. Hang out with people who have some kind of ambition in their life. Hang out with people who are wise. Principle number four: don't be greedy. There's a scripture that says, "The love of money is the root of all evil." Money in itself is good. Money in itself is great. But the love of money is the root of all evil. Proverbs 20 verse 21 says, "An inheritance gained hastily at the beginning will not be blessed at the end." So don't be greedy to try to get rich fast. Proverbs 23:5, "Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, and they fly away like an eagle toward the heaven." The Bible talks about setting your affections on things of this life. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. That's 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 9. So it's one thing to have an ambition to become financially prosperous. It's another thing to be greedy. So it's a very important balance to get. Money is great, but at the same time, money is not everything. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things. So it's important to have that balanced perspective when it comes to dealing with money. And if you're over anxious to get money, then money is most likely going to elude you. Principle number 5. Give to support God's work. Galatians chapter 6 says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." And 1 Timothy 5:17 says, "Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. For scripture says, you shall not muzzle the ox while it treads out the grain, and the laborer is worthy of his wages." Those who teach you, those who build you up, those who nourish you spiritually, those who nurture you, those are the people that you want to support. Look for the genuine pastors and ministers out there. Support them. Look for the people who are missionaries, going into the remote parts of the world for nothing, for no real pay. They live paycheck to paycheck, but they've dedicated their lives to preaching the gospel and to winning people to Christ. Support those people. You give your money to those people, that is true sowing and reaping. That is how God wants you to give your money. And principle number 6, be generous to the poor. Proverbs 19:17 says, "He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given." More so than giving to the church, giving to the poor is something that is huge. When the Apostle Paul began his ministry, they told him, "The only thing we require is that you remember the poor." And he said, "Yeah, I was going to do that anyway." That was always at the forefront of his mind and his heart. Giving to the poor, that is a huge part of Christianity. But giving to the poor who can't pay you back, and when there's seemingly nothing in it for you, when you give with your left hand and your right hand doesn't even know what you give, that moves the hand of God. That moves the heart of God. Proverbs 22:16 says, "He who oppresses the poor to increase his riches, and he who gives to the rich will surely come to poverty." Have you ever heard a preacher say to you that you must give to me? You see, I have accomplished financial prosperity, so when you give to me, you're sowing in fertile soil. Well, let me read Proverbs 22:16 again. "He who gives to the rich will surely come to poverty." Wow, I mean, that's kind of the opposite of what they're telling you, isn't it? Principle number 7, don't be dishonest when it comes to financial things. Proverbs 13:11 says, "Wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase." A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. Leviticus 19 says, "You shall not cheat your neighbor nor rob him. The wages of him who is hired shall not remain with you all night until morning." Matthew 22 says, "Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Don't be dishonest when it comes to financial dealings. And most of all, submit to God's will. Nothing is possible without God, and with God, nothing is impossible. Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps." So I trust that what I've shared today will be a source of blessing to you, and it will help to add a more balanced biblical perspective on financial prosperity the Bible way. And all of these things, by the way, all of these scriptures are in our book, Small Devil, Big God, which is available in Muhammad's bookstores in Trinidad. It's also available online on Amazon, so feel free to get it. If you have any questions, feel free to call us at 343-5014. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induwa Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.